As promised, we're now reading from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's visit to Vrindavan. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda Jai Advaita Chanda Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu traveled all over Vrindavan and pleased all living entities, moving and non-moving, with his glances. The Lord took much personal pleasure in seeing everyone. In this way, Lord Gauranga traveled in Vrindavan. All glories to Lord Gaurachandra, all glories to Nityananda Prabhu, all glories to Advaita Prabhu, and all glories to all the devotees of Lord Chaitanya headed by Srivas. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced in ecstasy, but when he arrived in Aritgram, his sense perception was awakened. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked the local people, "Where is Radhakund?" No one could inform him, and the Brahman accompanying him did not know either. The Lord then understood that the holy place called Radhakund was no longer visible. However, being the omniscient Supreme Personality of Godhead, he discovered Radhakund and Shyamakund in two paddy fields. There was only a little water, but he took his bath there. When the people of the village saw Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taking his bath in those two ponds in the middle of the paddy fields, they were very much astonished. The Lord then offered his prayers to Sri Radhakund. Of all the gopis, Radharani is the dearmost. Similarly, the lake known as Radhakund is very dear to the Lord, because it is very dear to Srimati Radharani. Just as Srimati Radharani is most dear to Lord Krishna, so her lake known as Radhakund is also very dear to him. Of all the gopis, Srimati Radharani is certainly the most beloved. In that lake, Lord Krishna and Srimati Radharani used to sport daily in the water and have a rasa dance on the bank. Indeed, Lord Krishna gives ecstatic love like that of Srimati Radharani to whomever bathes in that lake even once in his life. The attraction of Radhakund is as sweet as that of Srimati Radharani. Similarly, the glories of the Kund are as great as Srimati Radharani's. Because of its wonderful transcendental qualities, Radhakund is as dear to Krishna as Srimati Radharani. It was in that lake that the all-opulent Lord Krishna performed his pastimes with Srimati Radharani, with great pleasure and transcendental bliss. Whoever bathes just once in Radhakund attains Srimati Radharani's loving attraction for Sri Krishna. Who within this world can describe the glories and sweetness of Sri Radhakund? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thus offered prayers to Radhakund. Overwhelmed by ecstatic love, he danced on the bank, remembering the pastimes Lord Krishna performed on the bank of Radhakund. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then marked his body with tilak made from the mud of Radhakund, and with the help of Balabhadra Bhattacharya, he collected some of the mud and took it with him. From Radhakund, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Sumanas Lake. When he saw Govardhan Hill from there, he was overwhelmed with joy. When Lord saw Govardhan Hill, he immediately offered obeisances, falling down on the ground like a rock. He embraced one piece of rock from Govardhan Hill and became mad. Mad with ecstatic love, the Lord came to the village known as Govardhan. There he saw the deity named Haridev and offered obeisances to him. Haridev is an incarnation of Narayan, and his residence is on the western petal of the lotus of Mathura. Mad with ecstatic love, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to dance before the Haridev deity. Hearing of the Lord's wonderful activities, all the people came to see him. The people were astonished when they saw Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's ecstatic love, personal beauty. The priests who served the Haridev deity offered the Lord a good reception. At Brahmakund, the Bhattacharya cooked food, and the Lord, after taking his bath at Brahmakund, accepted his lunch. That night, the Lord stayed at the temple of Haridev, and during the night he began to reflect. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thought, "Since I shall not at any time climb Govardhan Hill, how shall I be able to see Gopal Roy?" Thinking in this way, the Lord remained silent, and Lord Gopal, knowing his contemplation, played a trick. Coming down from Govardhan Hill, Lord Gopal granted an interview to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who was unwilling to climb the hill, thinking himself a devotee of Lord Krishna. Gopal stayed in a village named Anakutagram on Govardhan Hill. The villagers who lived in that village were mainly from Rajasthan. One person who came to the village informed the inhabitants, "The Turkish soldiers are now preparing to attack your village. Flee this village tonight and do not allow one person to remain. Take the deity with you and leave, for the Muslim soldiers will come tomorrow." Hearing this, all the villagers became very anxious. They first took Gopal and moved him to a village known as Gantuli. Gopal Devi was kept in the house of Brahman, and his worship was conducted secretly. Everyone fled, and thus the village of Anakut was deserted. Due to fear of the Muslims, the Gopal deity was moved from one place to another again and again. Thus giving up his temple, Lord Gopal would sometimes live in a bush and sometimes in one village after another. In the morning, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took his bath in the lake called Manasaganga. He then circumambulated Govardhan Hill. Just by seeing Govardhan Hill, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became ecstatic with love of Krishna. While dancing and dancing, he recited the following verse. Of all the devotees, this Govardhan Hill is the best. Oh my friends, this hill supplies Krishna and Balaram, as well as their calves, cows, and cowherd friends, with all kinds of necessities, water for drinking, very soft grass, caves, fruits, flowers, and vegetables. In this way the hill offers respect to the Lord. Being touched by the lotus feet of Krishna and Balaram, Govardhan Hill appears very jubilant. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then took his bath in a lake called Govindakund, and while he was there, he heard that the Gopal deity had already gone to Gantuli Gram. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then went to the village of Gantuli Gram and saw the Lord Gopal deity. Overwhelmed by ecstatic love, he began to chant and dance. As soon as the Lord saw the beauty of the Gopal deity, he was immediately overwhelmed by ecstatic love and recited the following verse. He then chanted and danced until the day ended. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "May the left arm of Sri Krishna, whose eyes are like the petals of a lotus flower, always protect you." With his left arm, he raised Govardhan Hill as if it were a toy. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw the Gopal deity for 3 days. On the fourth day, the deity returned to his own temple. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu walked with the deity of the Gopal, and he chanted and danced. A large jubilant crowd of people also chanted the transcendental name of Krishna, Hari Hari. The Gopal deity then returned to his own temple, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu remained at the bottom of the hill. Thus all the desires of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were satisfied by the Gopal deity. This is the way of Lord Gopal's kind behavior to his devotees. Seeing this, the devotees were overwhelmed by ecstatic love. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very eager to see Gopal, but he did not want to climb Govardhan Hill. Therefore, by some trick, the Gopal deity personally descended. In this way, giving some excuse, Gopal sometimes remains in the bushes of the forest and sometimes he stays in a village. One who is a devotee comes to see the deity. The two brothers, Rup and Sanatan, did not climb the hill. To them also, Lord Gopal granted an interview. In ripe old age, Sri Rupa Goswami could not go there, but he had a desire to see the beauty of Gopal. Due to fear of Muslims, Gopal went to Mathura, where he remained in the house of Vitaleshwar for one full month. Sri Rupa Goswami and his associates stayed in Mathura for 1 month and saw the Gopal deity. When Rupa Goswami stayed at Mathura, he was accompanied by Gopal Bhatta Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Raghunath Bhat Goswami, and Lokanath Das Goswami. Bhugarbha Goswami, Sujiva Goswami, Sri Yadava Acharya, and Govinda Goswami also accompanied Sri Rupa Goswami. He was also accompanied by Sri Uddhava Das, Madhava, Sri Gopal Das, and Narayan Das. The great devotee Govinda Vani Krishna Das, Pundarikaksha, Ishan, and Lagu Haridas also accompanied him. It was with great jubilation that Rupa Goswami visited Lord Gopal, accompanied by all these devotees. After staying at Mathura for 1 month, the Gopal deity returned to his own place, and Sri Rupa Goswami returned to Vrindavan. In the course of this story, I have given the description of Lord Gopal's mercy. After seeing the Gopal deity, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Kamyavan. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's tour in Vrindavan has been previously described. In the same ecstatic way, he traveled all over Vrindavan. After visiting the places of Krishna's pastimes at Kamyavan, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Nandishwar. While there, he was overwhelmed with ecstatic love. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bathed in all the celebrated lakes, beginning with Lake Pavana. Thereafter, he climbed the hill and spoke to the people. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked, "Are there any deities on top of this hill?" The local people replied, "There are deities on this hill, but they are located within a cave. There are a father and mother with well-built bodies, and between them is a very beautiful child who is curved in three places. Hearing this, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very happy. After excavating the cave, he saw the three deities. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu offered his respects to Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda, and with great ecstatic love, he touched the body of Lord Krishna. Every day the Lord chanted and danced in ecstatic love. Finally, he went to Kadiravana. Anyway, we'll conclude with Chaitanya's visits to Vrindavan later. Hare Krishna.